Warren Thiers in for Mitch. Ken Brown alongside here as we talk about this new law that was passed in December in a lame duck session that allows doctors to turn in patients who shouldn't drive, and that includes the elderly. Have you ever driven behind someone who is old?
Oh, yeah.
Or older?
Yes.
Maybe in the right-hand lane and all of a sudden decides to make a left-hand turn because in front of you?
Yes.
That kind of thing.
Everybody.
Well, during the what we call the lame duck session in Lansing in December, there was a new law passed that not a lot of people know about. And under this law, it allows but doesn't require a doctor, or for that matter, an optometrist, to alert the Secretary of State of a concern about a person's mental or physical ability to drive. And the law also requires the doctor or the optometrist to recommend that the period of license suspension if a report is made. So how is that going to play out? Let's check in with the head of the Michigan Auto Law out in Farmington Hills, Stephen Gersten. Good afternoon to you. And what do you make of this? Did this surprise you at all, or didn't you even know about this new legislation?
Well, I knew about it, but I think I was one of the few, because it passed in lame duck, like you said, and it really took everybody by surprise.
Well, in what way?
Well, it didn't make the headlines.
It's right.
Between right to work and the abortion mess, it just didn't really get any press coverage. So there aren't a lot of people, and that includes doctors and optometrists, who even know that this is the new law in Michigan.
And would you say, in the research you've done and the work you do there, that among other things, and I don't know what age we stipulate here, because we're all living longer, whether it's 70 or 75 or 80, I'm sure there are 85 and 90-year-olds out there as we speak behind the wheel. But certainly as we get older, there is a decline in vision. There are memory problems. There are reduced reasoning abilities for that elderly driver that may, in fact, put others in harm's way.
Yeah, actually, that's a statistical absolute. In fact, you know that drivers who are over the age of 65 are 17 times more likely to die in a car accident than drivers between the ages of 25 to 65. And I think if we took that and looked at drivers who are 75 and older, we'd find that would be even significantly higher than the 17 times multiple. So there's no question, as you said, it's funny, the elderly are the second worst by statistical population, the second worst drivers out there. The very worst are the very youngest, the brand new drivers.
Right.
And it's for exactly polar opposite reasons, right? So younger drivers usually exhibit very poor driving judgment, but have great reflexes and good vision and good perception reaction time behind the wheel. The elderly are the exact opposite of the younger drivers, so they have normally good driving judgment. They make safer decisions, or less likely to text behind the wheel.
They better not be texting behind the wheel, because it's against the law in the state of Michigan.
If you drive like I drive, I'm sure you look over to your left and right, and you always see people texting. But the problem with the elderly, and the reason why they're 17 times more likely to die in a car accident, is because they have much slower reflexes. So as you get older, your perception and reaction time slows, and that can be very deadly, just a couple seconds delay. Now, that delay can be because of visual acuity, because of vision problems. It can be because of dementia. It can be because of physical dexterity. But, if you're driving 45 miles an hour, you're driving 70 feet per second. So just 2 or 3 second delays because of confusion or because of vision or because of physical coordination issues, and that can become a fatality.
All right. Hey, Stephen Gersten, hang on the line here, because I want to ask you, and I want to ask our listeners, too, to the Mitch Albom program, do we take these senior citizens off the road? Do we have more tests every time? Maybe it's a year renewal at the Secretary of State's office. What is your all take on this as well? Elderly drivers bothering you as well on the roadways? Let's hear from the elderly, maybe the parents of the elderly, police, you name it. 1-877-44-MITCH is our phone line here on WJR. Your thoughts on the elderly still being able to drive, even though they, as we've been talking with Stephen here, they have a lot of shortcomings when it comes to being behind the wheel, especially those that you can't even see behind the wheel. First, though, some words from our sponsors.
Album!
Warren Pierce in for Mitch. Ken Brown alongside here as we talk about this new law that was passed in December in a lame duck session that allows doctors to turn in patients who shouldn't drive, and that includes the elderly. And along with us, lending his expertise, the head of Michigan Auto Law in Farmington, Steve Gersten. Very quickly here, and then we'll get some incoming thoughts too as well. Is there an age that we can use to say this person just really shouldn't have a driver's license anymore?
No, there really isn't an age, and that's the problem with, let me clarify something if I can go back. This law that just passed does not take unsafe elderly drivers off the road, okay? It does not do that. What it does is it allows doctors to alert the Secretary of State's office if they think that one of their patients' medical condition or vision makes them unsafe. Which, by the way, they could have done before this law. So that really hasn't changed either. The real problem, the real tragedy with this law is that it doesn't really do a very good job of protecting the public. What it does is do, I think, frankly, a better job of protecting doctors who choose not to report a patient that they know is unsafe.
Well, although this new law, and then we'll get to our incoming calls at 1-877-44-MISH, the new law provides immunity to the doctors or the optometrists from civil or criminal liability, whether they reported the person or didn't. We'll get your take after, Kevin's take on what's happening on our freeways and 67 degrees as we check in with Mike incoming at 1-877-44-MITCH to the album program with Warren in along with Ken and Stephen Gersten on the line as well. What do you think, Mike, about the elderly drivers that are driving around you?
Well, my comment was regarding his statistic of drivers over 75 having 17 times more likely to die in an accident. And my thought about that was, knowing statistics, that if those 75-year-old drivers are causing those accidents, then yes, we need to scrutinize their licensing. But if they're dying simply because they're in an accident and they're old and can't withstand the accident, then that's their risk, and I would say stay out of their business.
All right. Stephen, you have an update on that statistic from our caller there, Mike?
You know, I don't have that specific statistic. The GAO, the Government Accountability Office, did a similar study in 2007. The point is, and your caller made a really good point, that may be more that they have a greater propensity because of their age to die. But the point is, all the statistics, everyone who studied this have said the same thing, which is they are far more likely to cause car accidents out there. And again, that is because of the trouble with the aging process.
Right. Hand-eye coordination, things like that, maybe medications that they're taking. Kim, quickly in on the Mitch Albom program, talking about elderly drivers. What do you think?
Well, I teach traffic accident investigation to police officers throughout the state of Michigan, and I'm a retired police officer, and I can tell you that at one point we had read a statistic where the incidents of traffic accidents between 16-year-olds and 82-year-olds were exactly the same per million miles.
Well, you know, the restrictions on the younger drivers, you can't text. You can't even use now, if you're 16, 17 years old, a cell phone in the car. So there are, some new rules and regulations being passed. Are there any, we got 15 seconds or left, caller, are there any rules or regulations passed to guard against the elderly not driving carefully like the younger people have?
Well, police officers, whenever an elderly person's involved in an accident, could do something called an OC-88 and have them brought into the Secretary of State for review.
All right. We'll keep this story going, Stephen Gersten. Thanks for joining us. And we'll follow up on this and see what happens with these drivers not behaving themselves. Got the news next here on WJR Detroit. It's 6 p.m.